We thank you, Durward. Howdy, folks. Howdy, Rosie.
Howdy, Bing. You got a Melody missile you'd like to have put into orbit there?
Oh, I just happen to have. Rosie, got something right here. Stand back now. I'm going to fire this one.
I've been away from you a long time. Never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real near you. I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in B.I.X. Even though my mammy's waiting, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north gonna see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Mammy, little mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in PIX, even though my mammy, oh, she's waiting for me, needs me, desires me, down. Down by the Swanee, the folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee. Yes, when I go to the Swanee shore.
A message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting, too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
You're on, Rosie.
With that old black magic, Ken.
By Mercer and Arlen.
A couple of very talented songsmiths.
Now, here's an odd bit. There are lots of songsmiths these days, but you very seldom see a blacksmith anymore.
Even under a chestnut tree.
Yeah. Why is that?
People are singing more songs and shoeing less horses, I guess.
Could be. Well, that's it, I'm sure.
Black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I ride. And down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame, aflame. Such a burning desire. that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, love in a spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love. That old black magic called love.
Oh, Bing.
Huh?
Join me in some rye crisp and cheese.
Love to. You got enough, Rosie?
Enough for two, but not four. And here comes Ken Carpenter with a big napkin tied around his neck.
Hello, Ken. Goodbye, goodies.
Well, now, I see you've got a big plate of rye crisp and cheese.
Hands off there, you cracker napper.
Oh, boy, you know, rye crisp and your favorite cheese is great if you want to shape up. Why, cheese and rye crisp gives you a snack that's higher in protein and lower in calories than a lot of diet foods.
Ken, put that plate down.
Oh, Rosemary, I just want to point out that nothing brings out the true taste of cheese like the flavor of real 100% whole grain rye. But make sure it's the real rye crisp in the checkerboard package.
We give up, Ken. Help yourself.
Well, I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? Then why are you wearing that big striped napkin?
What striped napkin?
Yeah,
you know. Oh, well, I guess I just dashed out of the barber shop too fast.
Thought you were going to do a cookout.
We thought you were going to lather about rye crisp.
First I'm sighing because I love you. Then I'm crying because I love you. Sighing, crying, that's the way love goes. Nights of sadness because I love you. Nights of gladness because I love you. Sadness, gladness, that's the way love goes. My heart starts in palpitating when you're close to me. Why is love so aggravating? That's a mystery. First we break up because I love you. Then we make up because I love you. Break up, make up, ask a guy who knows. First you break up, then you make up. Nights of gladness, nights of sadness. Cry and sigh, that's the way love goes. Starts in palpitating when you're close to me. Why is love so aggravating? It's a mystery. First we break up because I love you. Then we make up because I love you. Break up, make up, ask a guy who knows. First you break up, then you make up. Nights of sadness, nights of gladness. Crying, sighing, that's the way love goes.
You know, from time to time here, we kid around a lot about who is ahead, men or women. Of course, I usually take the woman's viewpoint, and Mr. Crosby and Mr. Carpenter take up for the men.
Oh, we got to. We'll get drummed out of the club.
That's okay by me, boys, but I just wanted to drop a statistic in your laps here.
Well, take your best shot.
In 1910, in the United States, males outnumbered females by 2,700,000.
Oh, in 1910, we were ahead by 2,700,000.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one.
Now, in 1960, just 50 years later, females outnumbered males by 2,700,000.
Oh, the tables are turned.
Quite a comeback you gals made, didn't you?
Yeah, it took us 50 years, but we just flipped that whole statistic, didn't we?
Well, you've run us down, dear girl. I admit it.
Well, you know, Bing, I hate to say this, but see, this is kind of bad news for us, man. There's something foreboding about it.
Oh, now, Ken, don't go wallowing in a slough of despond. Our side will think of something.
No, I think we're slipping. That's all there is to it. For instance, do you realize that down in Yuma, Arizona this year, the man of the year was a woman?
What?
That's right.
The man of the year was a woman?
The man of the year was a woman. They took the vote for their annual poll down there in Yuma, and a lady won it.
Oh, a bitter blow. Ken, there's no doubt about it. This is bitter. But I think I discern a faint ray of hope here.
Oh, you got a statistic, too?
Mm-hmm. I got a real good one for our side.
Good.
Okay, let's just have it.
Here it is, Rosemary. What I have to say. They took a poll, and they found out that one American man out of 25 would rather be a woman, and that one American woman in every 6 would rather be a man.
Oh, one man out of 25 would like to be a woman, and one woman in every 6 would like to be a man. Hey, we're ahead there.
See what I done for us? Dug that up. That is in the wishing department, anyway. More women would rather be men than men would rather be women. At least that's what this statistic proves.
And so the battle rages.
Oh, no, Rosie, it doesn't really rage. We just have a lot of fun with this.
We sure do.
To clearly illustrate to all our listeners how well men and women really get along together, and that there's no problem at all, actually, let's you and I get together and sing a song.
That's a good idea. I'm for that. Let's prove that there's real concord between male and female.
We'll know for sure after we've done the song, I
guess.
Yes,
we will.
I say either, and you say either.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either.
Either.
Neither.
Neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. I like potato, you like potato.
You like tomato, and I like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
Oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas,
I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we should call the whole thing off. You say laughter and I say laughter.
You say after and I say after.
Laughter.
Laughter.
After.
After.
Oh, let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla.
You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Pistachio.
Strawberry.
Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
So you go for oysters, and I'll go for oysters.
I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling all off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Here now is Buddy Cole with Laura. Oh, Laura just keeps rolling along, this girl, doesn't she? Buddy does this song, you know, on one of his new Warner Brothers albums. But this is a very special rendition. Well, Potpourri, cooked up for CBS Radio alone. What you doing, Rosie?
I'm writing a thank you note to DuPont. Let's see. Thank you for Dacron.
Hey, that's real nice.
So are my new Cameo sheerback curtains of 100% Dacron. So crispy white and sheer. Just wait and see how beautiful. My windows never looked lovelier.
Well, is that why you look so lovely today?
Flatterer. Seriously, Cameo sheerback shears of Dacron really dress up a window. And they're a breeze to care for. A quick sudsing, a quick drip dry, and back to the windows. Just like that. I really go for that no ironing bit.
Oh, I hate to iron.
Oh, I know. Anyway, I have Cameo's famous sheerback curtains in the living room. You just pull the tape for a perfect drape. And the matching tailored ones in the dining room look great with sun shining through. Sun can't harm Dacron, Bing. Let's see. Dear DuPont, Dacron is the nicest polyester.
See for yourself, everybody. Dacron and curtains by Cameo. All the best stores.
I feel a song coming on. And I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah now. That my troubles are gone. Let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah now. That my troubles are gone. Those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on.
Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
History, people have tried to predict the future. Most of us would be content just to understand the present. Expanded CBS News reports are easy to understand, accurate coverage combined with this station's hard-hitting local reports. Heard hourly, on the hour, weekdays, right here.